honestly, you know, there's a lot of non-smokers, but we have a lot of smokers in this town.
A smoking ban would have started today, but Skagway residents want the assembly decision to go to a vote. And a local woman is recognized for her volunteer work down south.
Her son has extreme food allergies, and it has made her terribly aware.
It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more up next. A handful of Skagway bars won't look any different on Wednesday. Patrons, drinks and cigarettes in hand, will assume bar stools, ashtrays at their service, a funnel of smoke pooling above them. But that it looks the same as usual is the point. Ask any of the 126 Skagway voters who pitched in with a signature to pass a voter referendum that suspends the ordinance banning smoking in public places.
The question I find coming up when they ask, they say, I would like to vote for it, but I don't like the way it's written.
That's Michelle Carlson, one of the sponsors of the petition that became a voter referendum, the first one in Skagway in almost 6 years. She's a manager at the Eagles in Skagway, but carried the petition around in her pocket during the month of March as a Skagway resident.
The way the ordinance is written, it basically, we can't have buildings, we can't have employees go in even when they're not working. I understand the health issues for the employees, and I actually was for the ordinance, but I just felt that it needed more work. And there were numerous people that were at the work sessions and asked for it to go to a vote.
That ordinance, passed unanimously by the Skagway Assembly 3 months ago, would have gone into effect April 20th. Bars would have been cleaning out ashtrays for the last time, directing smokers outside for their puffs, hanging signs that frame a cartoon cigarette in a big red crossed-out circle, and police would have been poised to write their first smoking citation. But it's business as usual, with certification of the petition that contains almost a third of the number of voters that turned out in the last general election.
I carried it in my pocket, and when they were waiting, because they heard the petition was coming up, a lot of the old-time Skagway people, like I said, I grew up here, but there was a lot of signatures on it that were people that, you know, old-timers that have been here their whole lives. And they're non-smokers. But the bigger point, I think, with this wasn't just the smoking. It's that the Assembly is not listening to what the majority of the people are saying.
The Skagway Assembly first considered the ordinance because of a constituent request, then held public meetings to shape the ordinance they would eventually vote on. At the time of the ordinance's approval, borough officials said they believed the process they used included sufficient opportunities for public input. And the Skagway Assembly takes it again from here. This Thursday, at the next regular assembly meeting, members will consider their options, whether to have the ordinance go to ballot in October, hold a special election earlier than that, or repeal the rule altogether. Carlson says she wants to see more thought, time, and public participation in the shaping of the ordinance. Particularly, she wants to see allowance for a place for people to smoke.
You can't build a structure that people could stand in. The summer won't be so bad, but in the winter, so everybody has to stand outside. And then when we went to ask what we could have for a structure, they didn't have any answers for us.
But that still leaves 68% of the voting public that didn't sign the petition. Carlson says a few people turned down the opportunity to sign the petition, but she's confident they could have gotten more if they kept going. Skagway resident Deb Potter doesn't smoke, never has, but she is a self-declared bar-goer. She's an employee at a non-smoking bar in Skagway and says she can see a silver lining to the ordinance's halt.
The good thing is it's going to save me a lot of money because I personally, there's some bars that sometimes I just won't go to because I know it's going to be crowded and smoky, or it's usually the first thing that gets me to leave the bar is that it's just too smoky for me, so I'll leave. So I guess it's going to be good because I'll save a bunch of money.
Potter's been around this kind of thing before. She worked at a bar in Los Angeles when California went non-smoking in the mid-1990s. Those were very early days for smoking bans.
California was one of the first states to go non-smoking, and I was a bartender then. And it was kind of the same issue. Everybody was, I understand change is always scary. And definitely if you're a smoker, it's convenient for you to stay in the bar and smoke. But this debate reminds me a lot of that situation because everybody got really scared and everybody kind of had the worst case scenario in mind. But it turned out to be a good thing. Never made any less money. I actually made for a much pleasant much more pleasant working environment for sure.
In the meantime, no smoking sign designs are available at the Skagway Borough website, but they aren't required under any law. A couple of drinking establishments have actually gone the other direction in past days. One took a survey of their membership and went back to permitting smoking after less than 2 weeks of experimental non-smoking. Another establishment removed the sign that designated mealtime as clear air time.
Honestly, you know, there's a lot of non-smokers, but we have a lot of smokers in this town. And they're, I hate to say it, they're the ones who spend money in these businesses. And like I said, you have different clientele going into the Red Onion and the Bruco, et cetera, and they could say they'd come into the Eagles or the Elks, but they didn't. You know what I mean? They didn't.
The Skagway Assembly meets in their next regular meeting on Thursday, April 21st at 7 p.m. in City Hall Assembly Chambers. They'll discuss the referendum under new business. The bill expanding the Southeast Alaska State Forest will soon head to the governor's office. The Senate passed the measure Thursday. The House approved the bill earlier this month. Governor Sean Parnell asked for the legislation, so he's expected to sign it. The measure adds 23 parcels, totaling about 23,000 acres to the forest. That almost doubles its size. The land is already owned by the state, and most of it is designated for logging. Ketchikan Republican Representative Kyle Johansson says residents will still be able to hunt, fish, and camp.
The way the bill is structured, it allows for state-managed multiple use, and it not only focuses on state forestry, but it also allows for protecting areas.
The legislature created the state forest last year with 20 parcels totaling about 25,000 acres. It's spread out rather than in one area. The new additions are on Mitkoff, Wrangell, Prince of Wales, Dahl, and some other islands, as well as the mainland. House Bill 105 passed the legislature without objection. Johansson says most of the debate took place last session.
That's why adding to it wasn't really much of a discussion. We'd already gone through the difficult process of crafting the parameters around the bill.
Forestry officials say designating the land as a state forest allows for more intensive management. That includes tree thinning to speed growth.
Desi Tucker of Renton, Washington, the daughter of Skagway residents Fred and Kathy Hosford, recently won an award from FAN, F-A-A-N, the Food Allergy Awareness Network, for her work with food allergy education. Kathy Hosford explains.
Her name is Desi Tucker. She was chosen to receive the Mariel C. Furlong Award for making a difference for 2011, and it's basically volunteering and educating the general public about food allergy awareness. Her son has extreme food allergies, and it has made her terribly aware, and she works within the school system that he goes to and makes appearances whenever somebody would like to learn more about food allergies.
Deadly food allergies seem to be on the rise. No one so far has provided an adequate explanation as to why.
Allergies are just so prominent in this day and age, and we don't know why. They're still doing research to find out why they've become such a extreme life and death danger to children. But having the right information is the most important thing.
Without the right common sense information, it is possible to overreact.
Attention that food allergies have gotten in the past month. I think we heard it down in Florida where some teachers were forcing children to rinse their mouths after eating a peanut butter sandwich, et cetera, et cetera. Complete extremes, totally unnecessary. It's not a movement to, you know, make life comfortable only for those few. It's the effort is to educate the general public so we can keep our children more safe.
Because of her personal connection to the issue, the Hosford's daughter, Desi, was motivated to educate and illuminate the problems of food allergies. And for this, she was recognized by FAN.
They give different awards, but only four throughout the nation receive this one award, and it's a prestigious award. It's not any monetary value or anything like that. It's just to recognize those volunteers who have certainly made a difference within their communities and to keep children with food allergies safe.
Skagway School holds its annual spring concert with students playing music at 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, April 20th at the Skagway School. Thanks to Burn Power and Ed Schoenfeld for their contributions to this report. And I'm Tara Bicknell, reporting for KHNS. You can listen to KHNS News anytime you want, online at khns.org.